This is not only a top national priority, but I want to indicate for the record it's a top priority for my home state of Kansas. 3 years ago when we tried to pass this bill, Mr. Dillingham, we had 40,000 employees in Wichita, which we like to think is the air capital of the world, but at any rate, and the surrounding counties, and now we're down to 25,000, and that shows you the rough economic times that we've gone through and what we're facing. We've got 3,200 aviation and manufacturing businesses, including Cessna, Hawker Beechcraft, Bombardier, Learjet, Boeing, Spirit AeroSystems, Garmin, and Honeywell, just to name a few. It's a part of our history, really. It's a way of life, and it's part of our future, and it's part of the entrepreneurial spirit. I wish somehow we could translate that into some kind of revenue, but that could help next gen, because that's going to obviously affect our economic situation out there. I just want to point out that General Aviation has been called to increase its contribution to the Airport and Airway Trust Fund, and I think that without question, GA has stepped up to the plate. They've agreed to pay for the necessary increases to move our aviation infrastructure into the next-gen technology. Mr. Chairman, I cannot recall a time when industry has come to me and said, we want to help and we're willing to support an increase in our taxes to do so, but that's what General Aviation did. Their only request is that they be able to pay through the current efficient and effective tax structure of the fuel tax. One thing about it, you don't have to worry about any baggage fees in regards to General Aviation, I hope. But anyway, they raised the General Aviation jet fuel tax by nearly 61% from 35.9 or 40 cents a gallon to 20.9 cents per gallon. They'll contribute an estimated $113 million to updating next gen. So I think that's certainly noteworthy. In conclusion, I'm hopeful the Senate will continue to work in this spirit of bipartisanship.